The SS Savannah was the first American sailing steamer to cross the Atlantic. It ran aground attempting to enter Long Island's Great South Bay in 1821. Underwater explorer Clive Cussler looked for it in the 1980s. But as WSHU's J.D. Allen reports, a Long Island man thinks he found it on dry land.
Thomas Schultz is eager to show anyone who's interested where he believes the remains of the SS Savannah are buried.
So these waders are for you, and we'll be going through an area that's a little marshy, and I want to try to keep you dry.
All right.
Schultz has been fascinated with the Savannah for much of his life. The ship first crossed the Atlantic in 1819. 2 years later, the Savannah was fleeing a nor'easter when it ran aground trying to enter the Great South Bay through an inlet that was closed in the 1850s.
Let me just wipe the seat down because it's a little wet from the overnight dew.
On her way to the site, Schultz says what he believes is the Savannah is near an inlet that was created when the Fire Island National Seashore was split in two by Superstorm Sandy. This new inlet moved a large amount of sand and changed the tides around Fire Island, uncovering the shipwreck.
And in essence, that's the theory I'm working with, that the Savannah, we know the SS Savannah came to rest on the beach back in the early 1800s. We know she was salvaged. We also know that parts of her remained on the beach. It is very possible that those parts are now being exposed due to the erosion created by Melport Inlet.
Schultz knows his way around. He anchored the boat about 20 feet off of the shore because it's illegal to dock on the Wilderness Preserve, and we trudged through the marsh littered with debris from Sandy.
I see some things here. Some of this is clearly not old at all. Some of it may very well be old. You can tell by the hardware, the fittings, that this item right here to our right is probably part of an old dock that might have washed up in this area from Superstorm Sandy.
It's a wooden beam, probably 50 or 60 feet long. It's sandblasted and splintered at the ends.
Based on my initial observation and based on the coloring, is a piece of white oak that has been weathered. I'm not quite sure how old it would be, but it's certainly not something from Home Depot in the last couple of decades. You see the double shanks here? That's very common in construction of ships.
Schultz says it looks like the keel section of a very old ship. He says it could have been left in the sands after it was salvaged for its iron and brass fittings. We then turned over the wooden beam.
On three. One, two, three. Oh, yes.
He has found other smaller pieces before, like a deadeye that is used for hoisting the sails of an old ship. But never before has he found anything as substantial as this. We could be holding a piece of American history in our hands.
This is amazing.
Since it's on federally owned land, Schultz gives copies of his notes and photos to the National Park Service. Ultimately, it would be up to them to survey and excavate the area. Schultz squatted down next to his newest find. He says if the rest of the Savannah is there, it's protected underneath a couple feet of sand.
I'm just thrilled to share this possible find with the world, and I hope one day we could definitively prove that this is the Savannah.
But Schultz says there is a sense of urgency. The ocean will wash away the beach, and eventually anything buried in the sand will be lost to sea. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.